Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Gems of Encouragement by Sib Brody is to encourage, enlighten, inspire, teach, bring joy and laughter, to be positive and upbeat, to love others as Jesus loves her. Gems of Encouragement is to be digested in small bursts and varying reading lengths. Readers can open it up at any point, read as much as they want, then close it again. It's a guidebook for those who struggle with everyday problems, as well as a devotional guide meant to motivate, hope, and through its various verses, stories, poems, and song lyrics, make your life a little bit better. Sib resides in Huntsville, Ontario, Canada. A retired from being, well, a Jill of all trades, included secretarial, home renovation and building, owning and operating a housekeeping resort, writer, editor, poet, but first and foremost, a wife, mother, and homemaker. She's edited and produced a church newsletter with 4 editions yearly, including articles from many in the congregation. She's the prayer ministry leader at her church, supports missions and charities at home and abroad, and she currently writes articles monthly for her church, for her website, encouragem.com, as well as Facebook, and for a seniors magazine. Sib Brody, author of Gems of Encouragement, joining us on This Week in America. Sib, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
What a wonderful job you've done with this book. The reviews are excellent. The book is Gems of Encouragement. I talked about all the past occupations, the Jill of all trades, and married children, all of that. Talk a little bit about that and how important all of that has been in shaping who you are today.
Well, God has given me many work experiences that have broadened my life, from babysitting as a young teen, waitressing, going into business college and working as a private secretary, from there to wife and mother and of 4, and that's where I learned many valuable lessons there. And around the same time, we bought a lakeside lot and built a cottage, which was perfect opportunity for teaching our 4 children so many skills that stand them in good stead today. And then about a year before my husband retired, I went to Career Canada, got a certificate in hotel management. And just before my husband retired, we built a home on the lot beside the cottage with our 2 youngest teen sons doing their bulk of the share. And then we went from there and bought a housekeeping resort and ran it for 15 years. And we've also renovated a couple of homes and before Neil's health got too bad. And all the while I was working at writing and learning computer skills. And I must say, I love an Apple store for all those things.
Well, I share that with you. And it's such a diverse background that shapes who Sib is today. Sib Brody, our guest on the program. The ups and the downs, she's seen it all. She's lived it all. She shares those experiences in her book, Gems of Encouragement. You'll find the book at her website, encouragem.com, and your online publicist.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was it, Sib, about this topic, Gems of Encouragement, that you really wanted to write and to produce and publish this book?
Well, reflecting on my past experiences, I came to the realization that I had spent a big chunk of my life doing things my way rather than God's way. And that didn't work out very well for me a lot of the times. Through this journey, I came to understand how critical it was to prioritize God in my life. For years, I'd written secular songs and poems, and not very good. Then God opened the door as an editor. He started training me then for a church newsletter. And boy, wow, that was one learning curve. And then he began to train me in writing articles along with gathering articles from the congregants. And so when we moved and changed churches, God opened the opportunity for me to write a monthly article, which I named Encourage Him. And he was allowing me to tell of how his love brought me through all the trials and tribulations that was in my past and present up to that point. So 4 years after my husband passed into heaven, I spent a month that winter actually down in Florida and assembled most of my previous Encourage Gems and other articles into a book, which I call Gems of Encouragement. My GEMS book encourages readers to reflect on their own lives and ensure that they are living in accordance with God's perfect will that will ensure them peace and joy and abundance. So when you ask what inspired me to write this book, God did.
It's amazing, and you listened, and that's a focus of the book, is sometimes, as you mentioned at the beginning of that that answer, that you were doing what you wanted to do and realized that's not necessarily God's way. And all of those experiences that Sib went through in her life, we can relate to as she's going through, and we see ourselves in similar situations. The book is so well done. As I say, excellent reviews, Gems of Encouragement. Sib Brody is our guest. If you're Googling, that's SYBBRODI. Information on the book and links directly to get the copy by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Sib, what's the goal for the book? What do you hope people take away from reading Gems of Encouragement?
Well, I'm hoping it encourages the reader to reflect on their own lives and come to the same conclusions that I did. The validity and truth found in the Bible and by following Jesus. I pray my writings will show others how to overcome the trials and temptations of this world. If they keep their eyes on Jesus and read his word, he will lead them through the maze and mire in order to overcome those trials. So my book, it's a devotional guide meant to motivate hope through its verses, stories, poems, and song lyrics. This is a spiritual battle we're in. We only have this one life to make the decision on where we spend our forever after. Trusting in Jesus won't bring an easy life, for he tells us the gate is narrow and the path is hard, and a few find it who are willing to take it. But hopefully my stories will show them there is a God who wants to take your burdens upon himself and have a personal relationship with you. So I'm hoping my book will lead them to Jesus.
The book is Gems of Encouragement. You'll find the book at youronlinepublicist.com. Sib's website is Encourage, the word Encourage, M.com. The book available there, and we've got links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about being liberated before women's liberation was even coined, before we had that expression. Talk about that.
Well, I guess the answer to that I can sum up in a couple of stories of when we were building our cottage. I have always worked right alongside my husband in our building projects, doing jobs that most women wouldn't even think of tackling. I remember having to crawl under our cottage to replace what they were calling at the time rodent-proof insulation that the chipmunks and mice had carted away from their heads. So it was too tight a space for my husband Neil to fit into. So I was elected to crawl under on my back, put in the new insulation, along with nailing up the boards to keep this from happening again. All the while, numerous spiders and mosquitoes were filling me with anxiety where I wanted to be any place but there. And the next job, I was down in a big hole digging out the dirt And with each shovel of dirt I threw out, which was above my head at this point, I was mumbling, well, I was almost yelling. I don't want to be a liberated woman. I just want to be a woman like Lydia in the Bible, a dealer of purple cloth. What has really liberated me, Rick, has been my faith in following Jesus. I was in a jail of my own making when I was following the world.
I love the background, all that Sib has gone through in her life and where she is today and how she got there. This is a devotional guide to motivate the lost to seek Jesus. And I'm getting that as I'm reading the reviews. Talk about the devotional guide aspect of this, because it does really bring people, the lost, back to seek Jesus.
Well, people are crying out for help and solutions. And I have found where that help, that fountain of youth and everlasting life that people are constantly searching for, is available to everyone in Jesus. I want it to be a guide for those who struggle with everyday problems that bombard them with lies, half-truths, secular answers that really don't bring peace or lasting changes they so desperately need in today's world. I would encourage them to see the answers to the lessons I learned the hard way. By reading my stories and poems, I always came away with a newfound wisdom to the truth, sometimes painful lessons, but always the answer that kept me on the right path. So much can be gleaned by taking the scriptures I've included in each story and get a Bible and read these scriptures for yourself. Ask God to show you his truth, and he will.
This is so important, especially today. How do we gain the power of God's word for living in this cultural world, which some people just sort of shake their head at what's going on in the world today? How do we find his word to live in this world?
Well, to gain the power of God's word, you must first read it. The more you read it, the more you gain the power and discernment of being able to see what truth is, along with what the world's lies and half-truths and innuendos are. All the people in the Bible are sinners, just like you and me. David lied, murdered, cover up his sins of adultery with Bathsheba. But God said David was a man after his own heart. How could he say that after? Even though David repented, he recognized that he had to pay the price of his sin, but he never stopped loving or praising God, for he accepted his failings and knew God had forgiven him. Because of God's grace and Jesus' death on the cross, we can do the same and have the same hope to eternal life. The Bible is really a history book. His story, Jesus' story, and relates how all our problems have been dealt with in the past. As Solomon said, there is nothing new under the sun. And yes, everything is meaningless unless Jesus is in the center of it.
Sib Brody is our guest. That's S-Y-B Brody, B-R-O-D-I. The book is Gems of Encouragement. Her website is encouragement, the word encouragementm.com. Book available, youronlinepublicist.com. And we've got all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Sib, I know your hope, your prayer is this will turn people to the Lord again and give him the glory. Talk about that. What do you pray is the outcome of people reading Gems of Encouragement?
Well, I tell you, I can explain my life better on paper than I can verbally, as I can sort out my thoughts into my brain better than by writing them down. Usually when I converse verbally with someone about Jesus, I most often end up pushing people away from him rather than to him. Jesus has blessed me with putting his words into my head by directing them out my fingers instead of my mouth. So this way I can tell others about his wonderful mercies that he's afforded me. So I pray that people will see his blessings, his death, his sacrifice, his rising from the dead, his holiness. The only requirement he asks of us is to recognize that we are sinners, to repent and ask him into our hearts. So I hope my book guarantees you that his mercy will forgive you and he will gather you into his arms, never letting you go, no matter what.
You've seen so much in your life, which you share in Gems of Encouragement. What's it like now to be living at this point in history? Some will say the end of time. How do you feel about where we are now and you living and being a part of it?
Well, I love prophecy. And you can find it throughout the Bible. And all prophecies have come true according to their timeline, except right for the end times prophecies, which we can clearly see the beginnings of being fulfilled this very day in our society. The only prophecy without a timeline is the rapture, which I believe can happen the very moment God the Father says now. Many churches and pastors are leading their congregations astray by turning to the world's wisdom and culture instead of God's wisdom found only in the Bible, which many don't even have in their churches today. Fortunately, there are pastors who have studied God's words for years, and they've been telling us about where we can find the only hope. And I hope that my book will do that as well. And men like David Jeremiah, John MacArthur, Bodie Bosham, Alistair Begg, John Tweedy, they're just a few of strong men that have strong, accurate biblical teachings of what God's word tells us about the end times. We are in the beginnings of it, and you just have to look around you to see that. So I'm excited that I've been allowed to be born in this time so I could put my thoughts down on paper in that way, and hopefully others will read it and will come to know Jesus and be spared the horror of the end times.
Gems of Encouragement is the book. Sib Brody is the author. Once again, her website is encouragethem.com. Book available, youronlinepublicist.com. All this, of course, on our website. A few minutes left in the program. I want to touch on the life lessons that you've learned. And I don't necessarily want to use past tense there, because I'm sure, like all of us, you're learning everything on a daily basis. But talk about maybe some of the lessons that you've learned that you're so willing to share to help other people through similar circumstances. What are some of the lessons from past and present that you've learned?
Well, in my book, I talk about how to overcome trials, articles such as marriage, till death do us part. That was a question asked me by my granddaughter, who couldn't understand how I could stay in love with one person and live with them for almost 55. And fear mobilizes us and immobilizes us, I mean. And I write about that in Do Not Fear, about a little dog coming at me from behind, just like Satan does, because he's a coward. Gripping fear that I write about in Death's Vice, a year before the death of my husband, and confusion on my usefulness that I might now have led to a poem I wrote about the fig tree. 6 months after the death of my husband, during a very difficult time of mourning for me. But unless you think it is just the downtimes I've written about, I have many uplifting, laughter-filled articles, such as My Moment as a Scrutineer and Mission Impossible. That was about the death of my faithful old printer. Deja vu, same old mustard as before, about my grandson being a chip off the old block being his father and my youngest son. Which file or pile, my failure at filing, which is not good for a former secretary. Old body, young eyes, now that pretty well speaks for itself. And the difficult job of a guardian angel, my guardian angel. Anyways, those are a few of the highlights that I'm hoping that they'll glean from. And they can also, if they can read these in bits, they don't have to do it.
That's the nice thing with the way you've written it. You don't have to sit down and commit 3 hours at a time, and you can go back and go back pages and refer to something a week later when you go back and you're going through a period of your life where you need some encouragement. It's there. I love the way that you've laid this out, because it's really an asset to our library, isn't it? It's a book you want to have close by all the time.
Well, thank you for that. I find that people, they get busy with life, and yet they can read the one story and then go back to it when they get other time, more yeah. time.
Well, it's laid out very reader-friendly. It's all in gems of encouragement. A few minutes left in the program. You do this so well, this book, but you do other writing, as you talked about, the articles for the church and the website. Talk a little bit about that and where we might be able to find some of those writings.
Yes. I've never stopped writing monthly articles for my present church, and you can find them on my website, www.encouragem.com. Or if you want, you can become a subscriber on my list and that I mail out monthly. And it's at spbrody@encouragem.com. And I also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/encouragem, where I put my articles that leads back to my website, where you can read them and many other articles that I've written over the years. And and that's basically you can buy my book.
Well, yeah, you need to do that, and maybe a couple of copies to pass out to friends or family members. The book is Gems of Encouragement. All that at encouragem.com. And again, all this is on our website. As we wrap up here today, I'm thinking about the book. It's a book, I love the title Encouragement, because this really is important now in a hurting world. Some would even call it a lost world. The book's important now, isn't it?
Very much. I feel it's very, very important right now. And anyways, I think that it will help people that are going through discouraging and struggling moments, or whenever you just want to pick me up.
In your book, there is joy, there is hope, there is a laughter that will get us all through the very difficult periods that we seem to be going through now. As we wrap up, and I'll give you Sib's website here in a second, What are you working on now? You've got all of this going, and I'm sure there are other projects you're working on. What are you working on now?
I'm working on a new book called Down by the Riverside. It's my church is called Riverside Baptist.
Love it.
Behind that is a cemetery. And behind that is a river, the Muskoka River. So it's down by the riverside, kind of on both the river and the church.
Yes, I love that. How long before the book will be available, do you think?
Well, I'm hoping to get it maybe out and published by the end of the year, but it's almost done, but it needs a lot of editing right now on that. So I'm hoping that I can get that organized and out.
Well, we'll be watching for that. This book, Gems of Encouragement, it's out now. It's life-altering for so many people. It's receiving rave reviews. The book is available at SIB's website. Now, the author is S-Y-B, SIB Brodie, B-R-O-D-I-E. Encourage, the word encourage, and then the letter M.com. That's her website. Your online publicist.com, the best place to buy the book. And we've got all this on our website. And by going to her website, you'll get information when the new book Down by the Riverside is available as well. Information on our website with all of her different writings, the various newsletters. Sip, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job in sharing your life stories, ups and downs, the joys, the laughters, of everything you've gone through to get us through the ups and downs in our lives. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
And thank you, Rick.
It's been a pleasure, and hopefully we can do this again. Down by the Riverside is out. Let me know, and we'll have a chance to talk again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick, again.
It is our pleasure. SIB Brodie, S-Y-B Brodie. The book is Gems of Encouragement. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.